You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
And this is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Dave Davenport, CEO of Mother G, which provides IT managed services. Mr. Davenport, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, sir. Nice to be here.
Yes, and nice to have you with us as well, and certainly looking forward to hearing more about Mother G and its offerings. So what elements should factor into a business owner's decision to upgrade their technology aside from the cost? That's a good place to start.
Well, I think the focus should always be on the value of the investment to the business. I think there's really three factors when you look at what should be a priority for a business investment for technology. Those probably are risk mitigation, operational improvements, and opportunities to grow. Risk, downtime, security concerns, those kinds of things. If you wanted to move an old server to the cloud, for example, might be mitigating some downtime. Operational improvements would be things like reducing costs, productivity improvements, accelerating processes, automating things, that kind of stuff, like integrating a labeling system for a shipping department or something like that. And then growth opportunities are really critical when you're looking at technology, and it frequently is an ignored area, but these offer maybe competitive advantages or new products by adding these capabilities. So we see a lot of people adding things like client portals where clients can go on 24/7 and check order status and shipping notifications, that kind of stuff.
Is this a strategic issue that drives the business and technology needs?
I think it is. I think it used to be kind of old school way is businesses would look at what their business plan and strategy was, and then they would say, okay, departmentally, all the rest of the departments line up to fit this strategy. And technology would be one of them where they'd say, okay, what do our computer systems have to do to meet our business strategy needs? And I think that's kind of old school. I think the new approach really needs to be kind of a joint symbiotic strategy where you're looking at technology and the business together to say, what does one enable of the other and what does one require of the other? If you think of companies like Uber or 3D printing or robotics, you just can't ignore the impact of technology that it's going to have on businesses.
Quite interesting. So why does starting with a strategy and vision make a difference?
Well, I think it allows you to remove boundaries. If you start with what you have as far as systems, and whether it's the technology or just your business operations in general, if you start there, you're inherently limiting yourself. I mentioned Uber. A lot of taxi companies had mobile phones and the internet before Uber came along, and then Uber comes along and kind of takes away some of the boundaries of the brick and mortar and says, let's reinvent this whole personal transportation business. So when you are thinking of strategy and vision, you're able to say, look, let's not limit ourselves in how we look at our current market, our current clients, our current products, our current capabilities. Let's look down the road. Let's look at our value proposition. Let's look at what are driving factors that are changing the market. And this is tough thinking. I mean, that's not easy stuff. But when you start there, you can find a lot more opportunity to improve your operations, whether it's efficiencies, as I mentioned, efficiency improvements, or whether there are actually growth opportunities. And then you can back into that vision back to where you are today and say, okay, well, given that that's where we want to go, what should we invest in? And those investments that you make now are driving you to a much better result than if you start saying, okay, well, we got some old servers. Maybe we should replace the server. That might be completely the wrong decision.
Today we are joined by Dave Davenport, CEO of Mother G, which provides IT managed services here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Mr. Davenport, how can a company best manage its technology so it does become a strong business investment?
That's a great question. I think technology should enable, not burden the business. So if you want it to be a critical asset versus a liability, I would first start to know that your current systems are good for what you need for the next 12 to 18 months. And if they're not, make sure you got a plan. And if you don't know the answer to that, that's something you should get to right away. I would also, in looking at that, survey your users. Talk to the people who are consuming technology in your business and ask them if they have any complaints or if there's anything that slows them down or frustrates them or hinders their abilities. Ask those questions. You'll find a great deal of insight in what the people say. And sometimes they say, yeah, it's no problem. It takes me a long time to do my job, but that's normal, isn't it? You'll hear things like that really surprise you. And if you want to make this an asset versus a liability, you need to understand where you're stuck. So the one mistake that I see a lot of people make is they accept the fact that there's not a lot of noise from technology as proof that everything's okay. I liken that to I'm not bouncing any checks, so my checking account must be okay. Well, that doesn't mean that your bank account's okay. It might mean you got a lot of problems. It's just that you haven't run out of money yet, but you might be right on the brink of disaster. Somebody might be stealing from you. That's why we balance our checkbooks and we validate that everything, in fact, is okay. So you really should know that everything's okay, and you should have a solid plan that's always reducing noise, aligning the capabilities of technology with the business, and that ensures that the technology is evolving to meet the needs of the organization. And ultimately, have the peace of mind that what you have invested in is good, that it's you don't have to worry about it, that it's helping you drive the business.
And how do you initiate a conversation with your IT partner, and what questions should be addressed in that conversation?
Oh, great question again. I think technology is moving, changing fast. I think you want to ask your partner for advice on how they see areas like the cloud, mobility, bring your own device, BYOD as we call it, 3D printing, heck, wearables, whether it's goggles, glasses, watches, whatever. Ask them how that technology might affect your business. Look for areas that might be improvements. And a good partner is going to help you walk through those discussions. I think you got to keep in mind, new is not better. It's just new. And we need to look at technology, especially new technologies, as enablers, not as the end result. And determining how these enablers can enhance your business requires deliberation. You need to have that conversation with your partner to make sure that or to evolve your understanding and belief of how you can conduct business with these new technologies and what it could enable you to do. And if you got to be comfortable with that partner to have that open, honest conversation and take the feedback that you get, because some of it might not feel good.
Always good to get insight on technology and how it can benefit our business and how to best communicate with our IT partner. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Well, you can certainly, if anything that we've talked about piques your interest or intrigues you, feel free to reach out to us at mothergee.com, my email, Dave at mothergee, and we'll be happy to engage in more conversations. I think that, you know, the fundamental thing here is not to treat technology as a department, but as a core driver of your business.
Well, Mr. Davenport, thanks for your time, and certainly appreciate your joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dave Davenport, CEO of Mothergee, which provides IT, managed services, and for more information, simply visit mothergee.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.